Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy football. Of course, the Pokes headed to Cheyenne tomorrow for a noon scrimmage over at Central High School, Risky Field. Tight end Jacob Hollister joining us here on the program. Jacob, how you doing today? You fired up to get over here to Cheyenne?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, man. Appreciate you being on the program. So Coach Bowles says 70 to 100 plays tomorrow. What kind of things are you really hoping to get out of this? This will be kind of the first appearance in front of some fans this spring. What are you guys really hoping to get out of this thing?
I feel like just going, we've been going full speed and everything every day, but really going to the tackle is a lot different and really going to the end of the whistle. So I'm looking forward to having quite a few plays tomorrow and going to the whistle, because it really makes a difference being able to finish guys and stuff like that. So I think it'll be good for all of our players to get out there and scrimmage a little bit.
How hard is it to, you know, because you are going against yourselves and you want to get enough accomplished, but how hard is it to maybe not, as competitive as you guys are, how hard is it to not maybe go all the way through it and finish things off like you maybe would during a game? Is it hard to distinguish between the two when you're scrimmaging and then in a game?
I wouldn't really say it's any different. I mean, we talk about it a lot as a team of trying to take care of our guys, but I think that really the one day that we kind of put that behind us is on scrimmage days. So it's kind of our chance to go out there and treat it just like a game. So, I mean, you see us during practice, we try to keep guys up and stuff like that, but things kind of change a little bit when it turns to a scrimmage tomorrow. So we'll see how it goes, but it should go well.
You know, last year as an offense, you guys put up some pretty good numbers running the ball. You know, the passing yards were there. You had good yardage, but the points weren't there. What needs, is it just about finishing drives and taking advantage of those opportunities when you get it down into the scoring zone and into the red zone?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing right there is, I mean, we had plenty of yards and stuff, big plays to win games last year, but when it came to getting in the red zone and scoring, we just we struggled quite a bit. And I mean, even yesterday, and when we did goal line, we struggled as an offense to get in there running the ball. We had a few touchdowns passing in the red zone, but us as an offense, we need to be able to rely on the run game down the red zone. So we definitely need to kind of change our mindsets in that way and just grind them when we get in the red zone to be able to score every time we're there.
Do you pride yourself on being a blocking tight end or a pass-catching tight end? Where do you lean on that?
I'd say I pride myself in doing both, just because I think before coming here, I was viewed more as a receiving tight end. But, you know, putting on the extra weight and stuff like that, I want to be known as a really versatile and a tight end that can do both just as well. So I definitely want to work on my blocking just as much as I can. I feel like I've improved in that so much since I became a tight end, and even this spring, and I just want to be known for dominating in both areas. So,
you know, being along that offensive line, you have to take some pride into the type of season that Brian Hill had, running the ball over 1,600 yards, a single season, school record. That you have to have a little bit of pride, right, as being a part of that offensive line in those blocking schemes.
Yeah, you definitely do, and I never really had that feeling before, because I mean, I used to play quarterback and stuff, and as a lineman, per se, or a tight end even, you really do take some pride in that when your running backs have success. And, I mean, Brian's a great running back, and he's made some plays on his own, basically, some of them. But, I mean, our line did a great job and was successful on a lot of plays last year, and I definitely took a lot of pride in that.
Where do you think you're better as a tight end, Jacob? What did you really work on, you know, during the winter training session and so far this offseason? What are you going to work on?
I'd say, well, I'm always working on my technique. And when it comes to blocking, get my hands inside and driving guys, really. And kind of like I mentioned before, is really just finishing plays rather than just being okay with doing all right or just getting your job done on a play, but really being dominant. And that's what I want to do this year, is just be known to be one of the best tight ends in the league, if not the best, and really just finishing guys. And then in the passing game, just doing all that I can do to run the best routes and put myself in the best positions.
Wyoming tight end Jacob Hollister joining us here in the Sports Zone. You mentioned the pass-catching portion of it. You get to see the two guys battling it out, a quarterback, Josh and Nick. what's that battle been like? Do you have any insight to how things are going? And if you were to maybe judge how things are going, would you have an idea of who maybe, if there's one ahead of the other?
I don't think I could say anything about that. I mean, both guys have been doing a great job. And like this last season, I got to spend some time with both of them playing in the games. And Josh, unfortunately, got hurt early, but Nick did a great job stepping in. And, I mean, Josh has a great arm, and he's just gotten better and better. And Nick did a great job for us last year, so we'll see who comes out on top. But, I mean, they're both doing a great job for us. I'm really proud of them and how they've developed.
Can you see a difference when Josh or Nick are out there? Do you notice those differences between the other, what styles of quarterback they are?
I think you notice differences in every quarterback. Just a little bit different style. Every quarterback throws a little differently, and so obviously catching the ball is a little different. Like I said, they both have slightly different motives when they're on the field and stuff like that, but they're both doing a great job for us this spring.
You've been to Cheyenne's 45 minutes away. I'm guessing you've been to Cheyenne before since you're that close?
Yeah, I've been a couple times.
Okay. What, have you been over for Frontier Days or anything like that? Is that what it was?
No, I want to try to make a trip this year, but we'll see.
Who do you want to see? Now, do you want to see the rodeo or do you want to see a concert?
I'd like to do both. I'd like to go out there and camp a little bit or something, but I think Sam Hunt is playing, and I think some of my buddies got some tickets for that, so I'm going to try to make it out to that this year.
But heck, that'd be a lot of fun, man. You ever been to a rodeo before?
We have a couple rodeos back in Oregon, the Sisters Rodeo, which is really fun. So we'll go out there and camp a little bit and stuff, so it's a really good time.
Very good. Jacob Hollister joining us here on the program. Now, your brother still over there at Arkansas. How's that going for him?
It's going really well, actually. He's came off his foot surgery a few months ago, and he's fully recovered from that, and he's playing really well and feeling really good right now. So I'm happy for him, and he's going to keep just playing best he can this spring.
Good stuff. Hey, man, I appreciate the time, Jacob. We will see you tomorrow over in Cheyenne at Risky Field, and we'll talk again. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Yeah, thank you.